What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slamming episode. This is the Forex Beginner Podcast. Today, I want to talk about the feeling of knowing that you have one way to get into the market and you execute that way. You enter that trade, you set a take profit, which is a place in the market where you want your broker to take you out of the trade with the money that you made. And you set your stop loss, which is a order that you put into the market with your broker that lets them know, hey, if I lose this certain amount of money, take me out. I don't want to lose any more than that. All right. And so you see your setup, you execute, set that take profit, set that stop loss, and you go on with your day. You go on with your night. You go to sleep. You don't worry about it. You go get your rest. You do what you need to do. And then when you wake up or when you feel like, hey, let's see where this trade is. A couple hours later, you come back, you look, and you're like, boom, I hit my goal today. Boom, I got stopped out of a trade. So now I'm not losing more than I need to see if this trade is going to work or not. And that is trading, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to just talk about that today. I want to just share my experience in the market last night. Well, actually over the last 48 hours, because it's not always wins. However, this is the feeling of being consistent. You know what's going to happen. You know the result is either going to be a win or it's going to be I'm going to save money and not risk more than I need to see if this trade is going to work. Let's talk about that today, y'all. I'm excited. Let's get into it.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
Yeah. You already know who it is. It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slamming episode, Forex Beginner Podcast, bringing you that daily inspiration, daily motivation, and daily trading tips as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable Forex trader. What it do, y'all? What's popping? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader here. And I probably said that like three times so far since we started this episode, but I just want to let you know it's your boy. I'm here checking in with you. And man, I'm telling y'all, we've been on this rant lately about the reality of Forex. And I just like, I have to let you know so that you can set yourself up to be successful if this is a journey that you really want to do. All right. Like, it's not every day coming into the market and trying to gamble, taking out these big position sizes, trying to make a whole bunch of money and trying to gamble and see what you can do every single day. Like, that's not trading. Trading is, it's a consistent build. It's actually boring. You know what I mean? Like, when you're in the rhythm, trading is actually boring because you know one or two things are going to happen and you have an estimate as to how much money you're going to make, and you know precisely how much you're going to lose. You know what I mean? And so once you get into that rhythm where you know what you're doing, trading is actually boring, all right? But it's the thought process of knowing, man, I'm multiplying my money. I'm working hard at whatever I do for a living, and I'm multiplying my money, and I got my money working for me while I'm working on other things. And that is the beauty of trading. That is the beauty. And so I want to kind of give you a outlook on what the last 48 hours looked like for me. So we got back from out of town Sunday and I was feeling exhausted, to be honest. You know, a lot of times, and I'll probably talk about this on another episode, but a lot of times when you are the person in your family that is kind of in charge of booking the trips and you like always taking care of everybody, you're always trying to make sure everybody good, you know what I mean? And you're booking the trips and you're making sure the transportation is where and how it needs to be. And you're making sure like all the logistical things like food and snacks and the things you're going to do when you're on the vacation, you're in charge of all those things. And you're always looking to make everybody else's experience the best, right? A lot of times, we, as those type of people, we forget about ourselves. And so when everything is over and said and done, we're exhausted because we spent so much energy pouring out and looking after everybody else that nobody is really pouring back into us. And so I was exhausted, man, when we got back Sunday evening. And so I saw a trade set up And it really was, well, it was a trade setup, but it kind of wasn't, but it was, you know what I mean? Like, if that makes sense. But anyway, I was tired, and so I just got in, man. I got in, used my entry, though. My entry was solid, right? But I should have just been a little bit more patient because I knew I was tired. So, but anyway, I got in, set my stop loss, and that trade, it didn't hit my take profit. So it ended up going into profit nicely, but it didn't hit my take profit, and it kind of reversed and went the opposite way. But the thing was, when I woke up to look at the trade, I saw it, you know, reversing and making a nice setup for the buy. I was in for the sell, and I saw it setting up real nice for the buy, but I was already in the trade for the sell. And the way I do things is, once I'm already in, I don't get out unless my stop loss takes me out or my take profit takes me out. Like, that's just my rule, right? Because I want the probabilities to play out. But anyway, it reversed on me and just took off for like 100 plus pips in the buy. And I took a L, right? And then last night, I saw another setup. And this time, the sale was ready to happen. And so I got in for the sale, set my stop loss, set my take profit. Woke up this morning, I want to say maybe like 3:30, 4 a.m. EST time. And boom, my take profit was hit on both of my accounts. All right. And so, yeah, man, like, that's trading. You know what I mean? Like, you just got to be consistent. That's it. You just got to be consistent. And yes, even though Sunday, like, I was tired, and that's really the only reason why I shouldn't have taken the trade, because I was tired, right? And so when you're tired, you're not really thinking sharply and things like that. But the setup was there. It just wasn't like a clear setup, but it was a setup there. And so I don't fault myself for that. Like, I still played the probabilities out, because if that trade would have hit my take profit, I would have been, you know, like, yeah, I caught that one. You know what I mean? So, but that's the realities of when you're in a routine and you're being consistent as a trader, right? You're going to have some losses, going to have some wins. But notice that I'm not talking about being up all night like I used to. I'm not talking about, you know, staring at the charts. No, it's like I set those orders in the market to take me out. And it's like, it's either I'm going to get taken out with money, or I'm going to get taken out with a loss. But it's not really a loss. It's me telling the market, hey, I'm not, like, don't allow me to lose more than this. Don't allow me to lose more than this certain amount to see if this trade is going to work. And that's how we got to start seeing it. It's not a loss. It's like, yo, broker, take me out, because this is the only room I'm giving this trade to see if it's going to work or not work. That's it. So it's not even called a loss, you know, and we got to stop thinking of it as a loss, because when we think of it as a loss, that brings up all the negative things from our past that we've missed out on, or that we've quote unquote lost in life. You know what I mean? Because when you use the word loss, when that comes out of your mind and you say, I lost that trade, right? The word loss is now associated with everything that left you and never came back before ever in your past. And so you don't want to use that word in trading. Just say, hey, this is the limit that I set to see if this trade was going to work, and the trade didn't work. So it hit my boundary. And once it hit my boundary, I'm done seeing if this trade is going to work. Like, I'm not willing to sit in this trade any longer, and just have a positive outlook on it, because this is the reality of trading. You know what I mean? Like, it's really just doing the same thing over and over again. Trading is super boring. You know what I mean? When you really get into what you're doing, trading is boring, because you're doing the same thing over and over again. Every day you're just getting a different result. So that quote that says doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is insanity, that's not true, because that's trading. You're doing the same thing over and over again and you're getting a different result. One day your take profit is going to get hit. Another day your stop loss is going to get hit. Simple as that. You know what I mean? But these are the realities, guys. These are the realities. It's not you wake up one day and you live in a mansion and you got two foreign cars outside of your house. That can happen one day, but if you don't have $1 million to start in your account, you can't expect to get to that point. You know what I mean? Like, you got to build yourself up to that. And I just want to give you the realities, but it's man, it's totally possible. And you can start living a life where you can start vacationing. You can start experiencing things that you enjoy, things that you love. You can start creating, you know, experiences for you and your family with this skill set. You can change your life with this skill set, but it's incremental growth. It's not overnight, oh, Forex gonna solve all of my financial problems. No, it's like it's a gradual growth process. And the more money you have set aside to put into your account, if you're trading your personal account, the more money you're gonna make. If you're starting your account with $100, couple hundred dollars, $1,000, and you think you're gonna make $1 million this year, I'm here to tell you that the chances of that happening are slim to none. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just being real. It's slim to none. You know, not saying that it can't be done, but it's a slim process. Like, it's a slim chance as a new trader that you're going to be able to do that in 1 year. You know what I mean? And so let's just keep it real. Let's keep the realities real here. Let's be real about the skill set, and let's be real about the opportunity that's available if we focus on just getting better. All right. So, it's your boy Calvin, a new trader. I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When I pull up, you should already be walking out. Duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. I believe we all going to be successful, and you got this. All right. You got this. Okay. We're not going to rush the process because we want the blessing from this skill set to stay and last forever. All right. So, hey, I wish you nothing but the best. Check out the link in the description if you're looking to get funded. I got some great coupon codes there. All of those firms are firms that I have gotten funded with and personally have received payouts from. Till next time, I'll holler at you later. God bless. And I'll catch you tomorrow. Peace.